Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Are you ready to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show? It's the cattle industry's biggest convention back in San Antonio, a place filled with incredible sights, history, food, and fun. And you can't afford to miss the huge NCBA Trade Show.
The trade show is unbelievable. I think it's the biggest one I've ever been to, and it seems like it just gets bigger and better every year.
There's no better place for cattlemen and women to learn, have fun, and connect with fellow producers from across the country.
Cattle Industry Convention is one of those can't miss, right? If you haven't gone or haven't attended, you see so many old friends, and it really is. It's a combination of business and social.
Amazing speakers, unbeatable education, all for cattle producers. So plan now to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Visit ncba.org for more.
We remain well behind normal on the corn and soybean harvest in the Midwest, but made some progress this last week. We're up to 76% now harvested on our U.S. corn crop versus 66% last week. Five-year average 92%. Soybeans now at 91% harvested versus 85% last week. Five-year average is 95%. Harvest of the cotton crop just ahead of the five-year average, 68% done now versus 66% five-year average. Southern Plains 2020 winter wheat crop continues to struggle. Oklahoma's crop called 46% in good to excellent shape. Kansas 47% good to excellent shape. Texas at 30% in good to excellent shape. 31% of the Texas crop actually called poor to very poor. The Oklahoma crop, 6 points under that good to excellent number of a year ago. Kansas actually 4 points better than their rating of 1 year ago. Overall, those three Southern Plains hard-rated winter wheat states are in worse shape compared to the national good to excellent number of 52%. Oklahoma Farm Bureau, part of a coalition that is protesting a proposed state question, State Question 804, that would radically change redistricting at the state and federal level in the state of Oklahoma. Rob Mozell, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
Our members voted this last weekend on a resolution to oppose a state question, and then our board, or the Legal Foundation Board, which is a separate entity that's related to Farm Bureau, voted to make a donation to help support the legal challenge to the state question. We're very, very concerned that this is terrible public policy that's being proposed by this national group. They're currently making this effort in Oklahoma and Arkansas and New Hampshire, and have done it previously in some other states. We think for many, many reasons it's terrible policy, and are hopeful that the courts, after looking at the arguments, will agree that this effort should be stopped before it ever gets going.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Rob Mozell saying the General Farm Organization has joined this coalition in filing two challenges to the initiative petition 420 with the Oklahoma Supreme Court. The key protest is that this fails to comply with the single subject rule. They say that the point is to avoid what is often known as log rolling, in which multiple important subjects are presented together so that voters do not have a meaningful opportunity to vote on each subject separately. There's a bunch of issues all folded together in this initial petition that could be on next fall's ballot as State Question 804, if indeed it's allowed to go forward. The Supreme Court will make that decision, hopefully in the near future. You've got Farm News. I'm Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Since becoming the first USDA-certified mediation provider for the state of Oklahoma, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies work together to reach realistic, durable solutions to the challenges they face. Learn more about the OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or contact us toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
More farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.